Kami, play We're All Yankovics.
Playing We're All Yankovics theme song.
Hey, sometimes Steve and I come up with podcasts that just, they don't work out for some reason or something.
Yeah.
So we'd like to just, every once in a while, we'll display a couple of seconds of one for your enjoyment.
Enjoy?
We didn't make this movie. Well, we knew we should, because it would be good.
Welcome to another episode. This week, we're talking Jurassic Park. I mean, Spielberg's directing it.
Yep.
It's a story by Michael Crichton.
Right.
Jeff Goldblum at like his bloomiest, you know?
Yeah, he was blooming.
Laura Dern, Samuel freaking Jackson.
Yeah.
And dinosaurs, which were animatronic and some of the best CGI at the moment.
Yes.
Of course this got made.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Aight.
Oh, don't do that.
What? We ain't started yet?
Make up words.
What?
That's not what they're for.
They're how?
Exactly.
They're whom?
Word who, crimes.
Whom are we discussing? Huh? I didn't say who. I always say whom. Don't ever say who.
Yeah, I think that might actually be the correct way to say that sentence, though.
Good, I was trying to say it correctly.
No, it couldn't be.
Dang it. Did we mess up already?
No, I'm trying to figure out. Never mind. That's too much. I don't know grammar that well. But Mandatory Fun, July 2014.
Word crimes.
Yeah, Blurred Lines is what we're parodying from Robin Thicke, Pharrell, and T.I. Pharrell and T.I. both have other Weird Al parodies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. Pharrell's on everything these days.
Yeah,
too,
right? So it's, you can't do a song without Pharrell recently.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't even watch a kid's movie without Pharrell. So.
I know, right? Jeez.
Interesting song. Like, love this song.
Yep.
Little bit of controversy about this song.
Yeah, a little bit. A
little bit. Yeah. Besides the fact that spastic isn't necessarily the most PC term. Weird Al didn't know that at the time.
Okay.
He also... It's super mean, and in a way that people online who actually like care about grammar and stuff don't appreciate it. You know what I mean? Because it's too mean in a weird way. Like, and I know that Al is sort of like in the same way Trigger Happy, he's sort of portraying this sort of like grammar Nazi, you know, and it's where that's what that he's trying to take that attitude.
Yeah.
But some people point to the fact that Weird Al does have those tendencies to care about those things.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's too close to home for him to be in their opinions.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. I mean, I agree. Al also says that it's not really meant for like educational purposes or for like classrooms or anything like that. In his Ask Al, he specifically said that, as well as saying that, you know, he took something and sort of ratcheted up and made it more extreme to try to add to the humor.
Right.
And it seems like some people, especially grammar people, don't really appreciate that. Especially because there's this movement in grammar where it's hard to figure out where you're supposed to do stuff, because some people sort of say, well, grammar is one thing, but if you've got this, you can't militarily stick to grammar, because grammar and vocab and words are constantly language. Evolving and changing, and so therefore there are rules, but you can't stick to them, because one of the rules is that things flow, but at the same time there are rules that we should be trying to stick to, especially informal, because we want to try to be able to communicate effectively. And if the world gets too far out on those weird sides, then what stuff people say doesn't actually mean anything.
Right.
And that's a problem that I think the world is encountering as a whole anyways now. And this is 4 years later, you know, where things people say don't necessarily mean anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, it goes back as far as the Bill Clinton sort of like, well, it depends what you mean by the word if versus is.
Is.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, it's just so weird. Okay.
So there was a little bit of an uproar in the grammar community.
Okay.
Over how harshly some of the things, but that's part of the exaggeration
right.
of the song. So it's,
I didn't really do any research into that, so I didn't know about that. No, I think it's fantastic. I don't think it's too mean at all.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, and the other half of that is all the people who appreciate this song for taking a song that had even more controversy to it and making it kid friendly and slightly educational so that way their kids can listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, because they were like, oh, I really like this beat. One person on the forum said, like, my 5-year-old likes the woo woo woos in the original song. Yeah. Luckily, I don't think she has any idea what the rest of them are. Yeah. But then this song came out and she can repeat it.
Yay.
To a degree. I feel like there could also be people who are like, but he gets a little too harsh.
Yeah.
You know, mouth breathers and like beat you over the head with a crowbar.
Yeah.
And then you kind of go, well, okay, maybe I don't want my kids saying that aspect of things.
Yeah.
Do you let your kids listen to this song?
Yeah. They both love it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm trying to teach them, you know, good grammar and, you know, tell them why, you know, what he's saying, you know, what it means and, you know, why you should stick to those things for the most part.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a really good, I do think it's somewhat educational, but yes, I can see how it's ratcheted up. It's to an extreme.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't be that extreme about everything. There are, you know, exceptions to every rule.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, in general, it's a great, you know, song.
And to me, the extremity for some of their problems is the fact that it's one thing to say, no, that's not correct. Mm-hmm. But then he really kind of like lays into the guy.
Yeah, like, you idiot, you mouth breather. Yeah,
exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
And there's a lot of insulting in there that you try and get away from. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I'm cool with that, but that's just me.
There is one joke for adults, though.
Yep.
And that would be cunning linguist.
Yes, you are a cunning linguist.
And Al even goes as far as specifically splitting an infinitive at the end of the song, because I guess technically that's not illegal? Grammar-wise.
Yeah.
Because he does say, try your best to not drool instead of try your best not to drool.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I never really caught that.
Split infinitive, the classic example of it is to boldly go.
Not to go boldly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So, Star Trek. Yep.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Fun song. This song, I think the video or the song itself hit number 39.
Okay.
Which makes it the fourth top 40 hit that Weird Al had.
Nice.
Okay. And also means that he had a top 40 hit in all four decades, making him the third person to do that.
Wow.
After Michael Jackson and Madonna.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Really cool.
This video was released on the same day as the album as part of his 8 days of Al.
Yeah.
The first video released the day before, and that was Tacky. This video was released on the same day. Sony says that it even was like purposeful because he thought it would give a good buzz. Weird Al goes on to say that Tacky was released first because it had more celebrities in it.
Yeah.
I would venture to say that this video is better than Tacky.
I disagree.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
It's, I mean, they're very different.
Yeah, they're very different. I mean, it's animated and live action. It's just very different. This one's very clever, but it's basically just writing out everything he says.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What do you think had a bigger impact? Because I feel like this, Tacky was one thing, but I feel like this at least had like a fun in way that maybe did a better job of being social media-y.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
It helped people actually understand what he was saying because it's kind of a fast song.
Yeah.
So a lot of things you couldn't really understand. And things he says, you don't really get it unless you are reading it, like what's grammatically incorrect and what he means.
I agree with that too.
Yeah. By the line about it's especially.
Yeah,
not use it's in this way.
In that way. And you're like, what yes, way?
As a contraction.
Exactly. That's the foil thing for me.
Exactly. So it does help understand the song more, but I don't think the video is better. Tacky is really fun. It's you know, great, you know, one shot kind of gag, has a good celebrity, you know, cameos in it. I think it was a better choice. Okay. I think it's a better video.
Cool. Let's talk lyrics real quick before we get into the video, because the video is kind of insane.
Okay.
What's your favorite lyric?
Like, I could care less. That means you do care, at least a little.
Yep.
Which is something that's always bothered me. I hate when people said, I could care less. Like, no, that's not how you say it.
Well, and that's, to me, that's one of the ones that you're like, no, just say it right. It's, I couldn't care less.
Right?
How do you, what?
And you don't even understand. Yeah, exactly. That was always bothered me.
Like I understand the ones where, like, sometimes where you say one and it just doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah. That's one thing. This could so easily make sense. All you have to do, you're just being lazy about it.
No, not even being lazy. You're just saying it wrong.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're not even saying the not at the end of could.
Yeah.
If you just added that, it would be correct.
It's saying the opposite of what you think you're saying. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, exactly. You do care. I mean, at least a little. Like, I don't like that one. That's one that's always bothered me when I heard that in the song. I was like, yes, that's me.
I see. My favorite thing is actually dismissed in the song. So I can't use that one, which is the Oxford comma.
Uh-huh.
I like Oxford commas.
Me too. Yeah.
And he goes, it doesn't really matter. And you're like, no, it does.
Yeah.
It really does.
I'm a fan of the Oxford comma as well.
I'm a big fan of it. And also, yeah. I think it looks better.
Right. Every time I try, because I know you don't have to use it.
Yeah.
So every time I try to not use it, I end up going back and putting commas in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't look right.
Well,
to
it's
me.
Only one comma you can get rid of. You know that, right? It's only the comma right before and that you can get.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, anyways.
My favorite lyric is anything in the song that doesn't specifically insult somebody.
Eh?
Everything else is so great, but I can't just say all the lyrics are great because I do. I agree that some of them are a little too insulting.
Okay.
And so I'm going to say, but I can't pick from the rest of those. I can't pick one of those lyrics to be better than the other one because they're so good.
You're just confusing people right now.
I know.
Now that people have to look at all lyrics and try and decide for themselves which ones are not insulting someone to try to figure out which one you mean.
All the stuff that's directly grammar related.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, don't say mouth breather, but the lyric before it where he talks about what he's actually talking about.
Okay.
You know, things like... You know, these are letters, not numbers.
Yes.
Numbers aren't letter yeah. or words. Numbers aren't words or, you know, unless
you're... words, not letters.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
So much stuff in this. You're just like, oh, that's perfect. It's so spot on. And, and I love it so much. And this is one of those songs where then, like, I will love playing this because I get to play the song Blurred Lines without being offensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Much less offensive. You know what I mean?
Pretty offensive. Yeah, like I'm definitely, when I'm texting someone, I use full words. I hate like R, U, B. Like, no, I'm
going to
write.
We're also old though, remember?
Yeah, I don't like using letters for words. I just think it's stupid. I can't do it. I don't care how much of a hurry I'm in, I will write the full word.
So when it says, unless you're Prince or you're Seven.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Did he think about the movie Seven when he was writing that? Or is he referring to the fact that a 7-year-old is writing that?
Or your name is Seven, and you write your name as the number Seven because your name is Seven. That's how I thought about it too.
No, that doesn't exact that person. That's 11.
No, there's 11. There's Seven in it was actually a character name in the latter season. No, the one season that was written off of Married with Children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a kid named Seven, and they got rid of him. They kind of like the next season. Where'd that kid go? Whatever. His name was Seven.
Okay.
And also Seinfeld, he wanted to name his kid Seven.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. But what do you think? What do you think? Do you think it's purposely double entendre without like a sexualness?
Why?
To it?
I don't understand why you say the movie Seven.
The movie Seven is written S-E-7-E-N.
Oh, okay,
instead of the V, they put a 7.
Which makes no sense to me. I've always thought that was stupid. It's not a 7.
Yeah.
It's not a V. It doesn't say 7. You can't use the number 7 to be a V. It makes no sense to me. I don't like that. And then if you take it that way, then he's giving approval for using the 7 for a V, which is stupid. He would never do that. So no.
Only in that one case.
No, not even in that case. It's dumb. That would be opposite of the entire character that he's putting forward in this song.
What about
What
about the number 3 in the TV show Numbers?
That's just dumb too. Yes.
Which leads us to the video.
Nothree burst.
Because that's in the video.
Wait, what?
That's in the video.
Oh yeah.
The he
oh yeah.
At one point he says Numbers,
uh-huh.
and it's the sort of he makes it look like. The TV font, you know, the TV show's theme.
Okay, I missed
title.
That.
Title. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you missed that?
I've never don't really watch the show, so I didn't really catch it, I guess.
This video is so
there's
packed.
A lot of stuff in this video.
All right, we're going to talk. Jarrett Heather.
Eh?
Yeah.
Jarrett
Heather.
Okay.
Created this video. Yeah. We actually talked to him for a second or two on email, and I felt like we were about to get an interview with him.
Almost.
And then I feel like maybe he actually listened to the podcast.
No!
And I haven't heard anything back from him.
That can't be
so
it.
That is
maybe he was abducted by aliens.
Maybe, hopefully. That may be right. That's why this is a little later than you'd expect in our run. Yeah,
we thought we were going to land an interview with someone, but it didn't happen.
But it didn't happen. But I have basically the answers to all the questions I would ask him anyways.
You mind melded through the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks to the internet and thanks to previous interviews that he's done, I have all the answers to most of the stuff we want anyways. All
right.
So we're going to continue on with this.
Sure.
We don't hate
him or interviewee
anything.
Interviewee less interview.
Exactly. Nothing better than that, right?
Yep.
Lots of awesome stuff in this video.
Yeah. What were you going to ask him about?
Well, first I was going to see, hey, how did Weird Al find you?
Uh-huh.
And the answer to that is he made a video. He spent 1,000 hours of his own time for his own hobby to make the shop vac video for Jonathan Colton. Now, Jonathan Colton didn't ask him to do that. He did that because he's a computer scientist. He's a programmer. He's really interested in this stuff. And so he was like, I want to do this kinetic typography thing. And so what he did was he looked at the manual for it, After Effects for things, and was like, oh, this is how I do it. So on his own time, he's got a job working as a computer programmer for California government. But on his own time, he did this shop vac video. And you have got to see that shop vac video. There is an elegance at how amazing that video is.
All right, I'll check it out.
Check it out. It's really, really
cool. You put the link on there, right?
Yeah, all totally. Right. And so once he did that, Weird Al contacted him. He said, hey, Jarrett, Weird Al Yankovic here. I'm looking for someone to create a kinetic typography video for a song on my next album. Based on your fine work with ShopVac, you're my first choice. So he got that email in November of 2013. He went through all the, you know, signed up all that stuff. Didn't even know what the song was going to be until he officially signed off on everything.
Right.
And then in January, he got the original track, the demo track. Now the demo track you can actually hear because he does on his website, which is jaredheather.com. You can go and, see the original, like the first draft, sort of the demo of his video.
Oh, cool.
And that's got the demo audio on it too. So you get to hear that, which is really kind of cool. You get to see which jokes were added and which jokes weren't. And then he spent 500 hours for 3 months in the beginning of 2014 working on this. Basically, he didn't do anything else.
Wow.
And he's got like a wife and a kid.
Did he take time off his job, I'm hoping?
I don't think so. I think he did it at night.
So he didn't sleep?
I don't think so. It sounds like he did it. It sounds like he worked on it. And then at 8 o'clock in the morning, he took his son to school, then went to work. Then when he came back, he worked on it some more. It's insane.
How did this guy not die?
Well, but it's amazing. Like it is seriously potentially one of the better videos, I think, for this. A lot of the videos for Alpocalypse,
mm-hmm.
okay, it felt like Weird Al sort of gave the songs away and then was like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that this one was a little bit not that way.
Yeah. I think
Weird Al was a lot
lesson.
More involved in this.
Yeah.
And even to the point where there's definitely a part at the end of the song where the balloons come up and it says Weird Al has a very big dictionary.
Yeah.
Which is a reference to the original video. Heather didn't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
And because it was a lot of actual extra animation and stuff, because he actually went through and individually each balloon animated them separately, kind of. Which is crazy. But he was like, no, that's too hard. Let's not do that. And Al's like, no, we need to do that. So a lot of the major jokes in this song, in the video, are all Al's for the most part. I think that Heather added a lot of like little things that are really cool. Like at one point, the lived in a sewer.
Uh-huh.
If you look at that really closely, there's two little turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a lot of fun. A lot of the little background stuff. The number 27 is there at least 7 different times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's all over the place.
Yep.
And then from Heather's own website, here's a couple of fun things that he wanted you to know about. According to his brother, Tom, Tom Heather the Fourth made all of the certification and diplomas in the paneling room where he's like got his diploma and stuff. And they're all really weird diplomas. They're like best at grammar or grammar Nazi or something crazy like that. Those were all done by his brother. And his brother says that each of them is signed by somebody who is significant to Al, as well as the dates are supposed to be significant to Al.
Wow.
And the one that I saw, because he zooms in on it, is the lead singer of The Knack was one of the signatures.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if it was his actual signature, but his name is that. So his brother actually did that whole scene and did so much detail. It's insane. Stuff that you're never, ever going to see.
Right.
That's how insane it is. The dictionary pages, there's two times in the video where you're flipping through dictionary pages. The first one is A's. The second one is L's.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Heather used the pages of a Merriam-Webster dictionary for basic English for those parts. So he basically spent $11 for a paperback copy that he destroyed to make all those things.
Wow.
Yeah, which was a lot of fun. He went through and he created this color palette that worked based on the original Blurred Lines color palette. And that's why all the colors are the way they are.
Oh, okay.
For the base parts of the scenes, and especially with the dancing figures and stuff, because that relates directly back to the Blurred Lines video. Some of the diplomas are participal pundit, master of techne grammatica, a grammarian, literate of subordinate clauses, associate degree in conjuring verbs, doctorate of spelling, like lots of fun stuff like that. There's a coffee stain next to No X in Espresso. That's the exact same stain that he used for the shop vac video.
Oh, jeez.
It's just a reference. That's a lot of fun. Lots of stuff. No photographs of chalkboards were actually used in the whole thing. He completely animated that stuff using a whole bunch of different, in Photoshop, using a whole bunch of brushes and stuff. So that was just an interesting concept. He also used the live journal. He spoofed the Live Journal logo at one point. He had actually made the Live Journal logo in 2000.
Oh, wow.
So he spoofed his own work, basically, which is really cool. He also does some other spoofing of his own work. There is a California Department of Food and Agricultural sticker on the carometer. And underneath, in the carometer, it also says a Heather product or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So he just lots of references to himself.
Nice.
It's a lot of cool. He also created the subreddit Hamster GIFs on Reddit. And so that's one of the subreddits that's on Reddit in the video. So that's a real subreddit.
Nice.
He's a big Reddit guy, which is where I got a lot of this stuff. Cause he actually did an AMA the same day the video came out, which is really cool.
Okay, cool.
What part of the video did you like the most, do you think?
Oh God. I don't know if I really can think of anything that specific. Like I said, for me, maybe I need to look into it a little bit more, you know, closely.
Yeah.
But just seemed to be like, following along with the words and just kind of writing everything out in different types of fonts and different types of ways to write out the words. And I need to watch it a little bit closer. I always tend to be doing other stuff, I guess.
Well, no, you so do. I mean,
yeah, I need to just like, stare at it really more
Lost
intently.
Cause is totally a reference to Lost, the TV show.
There's different fonts, like the TV. Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. Like the font to Lost.
That's
there's
more
other
than
fonts.
Just a font, though.
Well, it's
because there's palm trees and things.
Well, not you know what I mean.
And even in the logo, it says ABC, but it says Learn Your ABCs.
Yes, exactly.
So like. That's how, like...
Yeah, not really fonts, but yeah. It references to other types of writing. Yeah, I guess the title sequences to shows and stuff. But
There's an entry for accordion that's got a picture of Weird Al Yankovic on it. The homework that the person's doing is for Miss Krabappel.
Yes, I was going to mention that. But I thought we were doing this a couple other, you know, a different time. So I kind of researched it earlier than we actually ended up recording this because I was ready before. You're like, oh no, we may have to postpone this. So I had kind of forgotten. I had mentioned or had in my mind, oh, Ms. Krabappel, I got to mention that.
It's just so packed with so many awesome things. Like that notebook cover of the black and white notebook, the composition book that everybody used to have. It's got Trogdor. It's got Pac-Man.
Yes.
And at least the Pac-Man is a reference to a Weird Al song.
Yeah. Trogdor is awesome.
Trogdor is awesome. Yeah. Like lots of cool little, just so many Easter
eggs. The
doodles
are really cool. Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff in there.
I love the when he talks about irony and one's the fire truck on fire.
Yes.
And then the one that isn't is rain on your wedding day.
Yes. And I love that. Yes. Perfect. I love that he references.
So perfect.
Yes.
Doing good and doing well.
Yes.
Is Superman. And
I can't remember what the doing good was. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Lightning and lightning.
Yes. Lightning and lightning.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so many awesome things.
Yeah.
They also go on to talk about, things like Prince, we already talked about him with the symbol, and they have got Clippy.
Yeah.
And all the old Windows 95 stuff. Okay. That's a lot of fun. So
I just have a computer back then. So
I don't know Clippy.
I don't know Clippy.
Oh, Clippy is horrible. You should know him. It's a lot of fun. But just jam packed. Yeah. So full of stuff. This video is spot on. It's amazing. I wish I could gotten a chance to talk to him, but I mean, like, we have most of the answers we have.
It is a really good video. But like I said, like for like a first video from the album, I think he went with the better choice with the known celebrities and the more live action.
Oh, totally.
That's all I meant.
No, I agree.
It's still a really good video.
Oh, I think so.
The order is better to release that one first. That's all I was saying.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Very, very good video here as well.
Yeah. We got some other fun stuff. Heather talks about a story while he was doing this video, or I think afterwards, he actually visited Southern California at one point, and Weird Al bought him some pancakes. Okay. So he's got a picture of himself holding a pancake with Weird Al.
Nice.
Yeah, nice thing to do.
Why not?
Well, because they never really met. They just Skyped and talked like that. Make sure you check out, like I said, the website from him, jarrettheather.com. Weird Al was once asked about the court cases that were basically the Marvin Gaye family sued Robin Thicke, his son, about the video, and they won somehow. Yes. And we don't want to get into it, but that's a scary win, because basically they're like, that sort of sounds like something Marvin Gaye would have done.
Yeah,
and they won, and it's
that
just
doesn't
like,
make any sense at all. No,
there's also this philosophy in art where you kind of like, there's a reason that like people lose stuff, falls into the public domain after a period of time, uh-huh, is because then new artists are supposed to build off of that. And recently Disney has really pushed, it's actually called like the Mickey Mouse Law, where they keep extending the amount of time it takes for something to fall into public domain because they've built a business around it. And in some ways I feel like that sort of hurts the artistic community. For when 100 years later, you can't then make references to something because it's still technically owned by a corporation. Not even, because the person has been dead for a while.
Yeah. But this one is just bizarre. I mean,
this is the same thing.
That makes no sense at all, because it's not like you're taking his actual music. You're taking something that kind of sounds like he would have maybe done if he had lived. Well, that makes no sense to me at all.
And honestly, Weird Al doesn't like talk about it in relationship to his music.
That's what he does. That's his living.
And that's what we're like. His whole
half his catalog is
his concert series this season has been literally trying to sound like other bands.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all.
And yeah. So I would almost, I think that might actually be a question for him. Not so much. He kind of jokes it off and is like, well, I guess the royalties I've been paying him are now going to Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
But like,
are they? They might be. Who knows?
Well, but if that works, then everything Weird Al has done that isn't directly parody, where do you draw that line?
Yeah, luckily no one's going to do that. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Weird Al has had a couple of videos on YouTube where he is playing grammar Nazi, kind of. Uh-huh. And the most famous one that I could find is him, and they're in a grocery store, and he goes up, and it says 10 items or less.
Yeah.
And he puts a little sign up that says, or fewer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some alternate options for this song.
Oh.
If he hadn't settled on word crimes,
it
could have been about dessert lines.
Dessert lines?
Yeah.
Like standing in line for a dessert?
Yes. Yep.
These like things you're making up or things that he said?
Nope. This is stuff Weird Al has said.
Wow.
There's also, they were the ones that weren't picked. So maybe there's a reason for that.
Dessert lines. Yeah, no.
Absurd mimes?
Absurd. He already did a mime song.
I know. Exactly. Absurd fines?
Oh, yeah.
Which is just eBay and Craigslist.
Fine? Oh, I thought you said fines, like you've been fined.
Oh, no. It's with a D. But the other one is fun, too.
Okay.
No, like at an estate sale or something,
okay,
I think.
Look
maybe.
Look what I found, yeah.
Or hate the airlines, which is actually more contemporary now at the moment.
Yeah, I hate
but
the airlines. Okay, that could have been good. I think that's the best of the ones you've said. Yeah.
I don't know which road I sit in. Maybe I should sit.
Yeah, okay.
To see.
Oh, jeez.
I got a window.
Is it an exit?
I don't think so.
Pull on that handle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of fun with this song.
Has he ever done that before?
What?
Released his other options? I don't think I've ever heard of any.
I saw another interview. We talked about it with, he's talked about alternate lyrics that he had for White and Nerdy.
Yeah.
We talked about some of them and how he...
Yeah, but the, not the title of the song.
But not the title of the songs or anything
like that.
The
concept of the song, no.
Well, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah.
I think it was just an interview and he sort of threw them out. I think they were so bad that he didn't really want them.
Okay.
True. I don't know. It would be interesting to see what he does.
But this is the best choice.
Definitely the
best choice. So far out there. Such a great, great concept of song. So different. No one else would have thought about this. And it just... It fits him so well. And he does it amazing.
It's that thing where he does the two lists of things on a piece of paper and sort of crosses the, you know, figures out what worked together.
Yeah.
It's the perfect example of that happening and making the song that much better.
Yes. I did not like the original song. It's not a good topic. It's just it's just really not a good song. Yeah. Like you said, you can't listen to it with your family. And
depending on which video you pull up, you can't watch it with the family either.
So I did think of something. I noticed a bit of research that you didn't find out. I was listening to a Weird Al's version in the car today, and I was just listening to it. And I was like, just listening as I started counting. So the woo, you know, that comes up every 4.5 seconds. Throughout the entire song, unless you know, there's the background music is paused, which happens a couple of times where he just kind of stops the backtrack, then it starts again. Every 4.5 seconds, there's a woo in the song. Yeah, so there you go. If you're wondering how often that happens, it happens every 4.5 seconds.
I'm sure it's 4.35. Or
it was pretty 4.27. Darn. It might actually be 4.48 because it's pretty darn close to right before the half. That was like counting along, like, you know, as a drummer, you can count off, you know, one and two and one. So I was doing my drumming counting from back in high school, and it was 4.5, but just slightly less than
that. So beats or seconds?
Well, it was beats or seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So ratings for the song.
Man, it's a good song. You go first.
4.5.
I'm thinking, 4.5 sounds good.
Good.
Yeah.
4.5. 4.5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gavel rung.
Bing, bing. I think, it's a really good song. Not one of the very, very best, but it's up there. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Catchy, but that's not really Al's fault. So,
it's fault. Know.
Thank you for listening. You can call us up. What do you think about this song? What do you think about the grammar and the negativity in this song? Give us a call at 302-72-WEIRD and let us know. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram and iTunes and all those places.
Twitter.
If you listen to us on iTunes, make sure you try to, you know, rate us and leave a message or a rating or whatever they call it. Review.
Review.
That's what it is.
Yeah, review.
Leave a review. And so that way it helps other people find this podcast.
Yeah, please do. That'd be great.
So thank you very much. And we'll see you in a couple of days.
Bye-bye. Never mind. I give up.